The labor dispute between grocery store workers and some of California's largest supermarket chains is now in its fourth month with no resolution in sight. Secret talks broke down yesterday. Both sides are facing hardships, the 70,000 workers who've gone weeks without a paycheck, and the 800 stores that have lost millions during the standoff. Jim Peltz is a business writer for the Los Angeles Times, and he says the standoff has national implications.
We're talking about the three largest chains in the country. That would be Safeway, Kroger, and Albertsons. And what each side has done is sort of staked out Southern California as the crossroads for where their labor costs are going to go in the future. And what's so important about this situation is both sides know that whatever happens is going to be a template or a blueprint going forward for all the contract negotiations they have, these stores have, around the country.
So this really is an Alamo, and given that, how far apart are the two sides?
They're extremely far apart on both wages and health benefits.
Those seem to be the two sticking points,
wages and health benefits.
Let's take health care.
Sure. Well, the first thing we have to understand before we take up either one of them is the supermarkets are insisting on a two-tier system for the workers. And that means simply that they would continue to pay the current workers a certain amount, both wages and health benefits. But then people who are hired from here on out would get substantially less. They would be paid less, and they would get a lot less in terms of the contributions from the stores for their health care.
And on the issue of the health benefits, what changes to the health benefit system are the supermarket chains proposing?
Well, the supermarkets currently pay the entire health care coverage for all of the supermarket workers. Really, when you think about it, a supermarket cashier in Southern California who's a veteran, if you will, makes almost $18 an hour. They make more on holidays and weekends, and in fact, on some holidays, they can earn more than $50 an hour. And all of their health care is entirely paid for by the companies. And if you compare them, say, with the workers at a Target or a Costco or a Walmart, they're really doing relatively well. And it's those kinds of stores that are increasingly moving into the grocery business. That's why this is so important to the supermarkets. You might wonder why they are taking such a stand here. And the reason is that whereas the supermarkets before basically had the field unto themselves, now they face incredible competition, increasing competition from Walmart, Target, and the others for the grocery business. And they're worried about that. And so in order to compete better, they want to lower their entire labor costs closer to what those chains pay their workers.
Well, if these supermarket workers are earning almost $18 an hour, they're earning almost $40,000 a year. How do those salaries or those wages compare with the non-union retail chains like Target and Walmart?
Now, they're substantially higher. I would say on average, if we're talking again about cashiers, and of course the wages vary depending on the type of job, but a cashier maybe at a Walmart or a Target is earning somewhere, say, between $9 and $11 an hour. Versus the almost $18 an hour at a supermarket.
Well, after 3 months, both sides are certainly starting to feel a pinch. Employees haven't been paid in months, and the grocery store chains have lost millions.
The grocery store chains probably have lost over $1 billion in lost sales. And you're absolutely right about the workers. Not only have they gone without a paycheck for 3 months, their health care benefits ran out. The ones they did have ran out on January 1st. And if they want to continue coverage, a lot of them are simply having to pay it out of their own pocket.
Talks broke down Sunday. What's the next step? Are they headed back to the table anytime soon?
I would imagine they would be headed back to the table fairly soon. The talks that they had for the last few days were somewhat secretive. They were without the federal mediator who's been helping them with the formal negotiations. They've been basically chatting among themselves to see if they could come up with something. I wouldn't be surprised within the next week or two if the federal mediator announces that they're going to resume formal negotiations. But up to this point, those formal ones have been sporadic and they've gone nowhere.
Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure.
Jim Peltz is a business writer for the Los Angeles Times. He was speaking to us about the standoff between grocery store workers and major supermarket chains in California.